In addition to its wealth, the dwellings in paradise are also most lovely and splendid. Palaces and mansions are among the most beautiful residences in the world. In the verses of the Quran that describe paradise, God often mentions such dwellings that are pleasing to human beings, mansions, palaces, and pavilions. For example, when he describes these mansions of paradise, God says that rivers flow beneath them and that they are built on high and secure places. As for those who have faith and do right actions, we will lodge them in lofty chambers in the garden, with rivers flowing under them, remaining in them timelessly, forever. How excellent is the reward of those who act! The Hadith also note that all the materials in the dwellings of paradise are very precious. They reveal that emeralds, rubies, and pearls will be used instead of gravel. The mansions of paradise are made of red rubies, green emeralds, and white pearl. They have no flaws or defects. The dwellers in paradise will look at them as you look at the bright stars in the east and west. Its stones are pearls and emeralds, and its soil is of saffron. The fact that the mansions of paradise are made of gems such as rubies, emeralds, and pearls, symbols of wealth and splendor, is significant in emphasizing the huge value of these dwellings. In another hadith, our Prophet says that the mansions of paradise are surrounded by greenery and stand by the banks of water. There is a mansion in paradise. It is surrounded by towers, meadows, and water. It has 5,000 doors. The Hadith also describe another feature of the mansions of paradise. There are such mansions in paradise that he in the inside can see the outside, and he on the outside can see the inside. It would appear from the Hadith that it is the way some of the mansions in paradise are built out of glass or some other transparent material that may make it possible for people to see both the inside and the outside. The floor, walls, and ceiling being transparent are excellent features that will bestow a sense of great well-being and delight. Another characteristic of the mansions of paradise described in the Hadith is that they stand up with no support or props. This certainly indicates a matchless and most exciting form of beauty. One hadith says, "One day the Apostle of God said, 'There are such mansions in paradise that they have no hooks to suspend them from above, nor pillars to hold them up from below.' A companion who heard this asked, 'O Apostle of God, how will the dwellers in paradise enter those mansions?' The Apostle of God replied, 'They will fly in like birds.'" Another of the magnificent buildings in paradise are palaces. The Hadith of our Prophet also speak of the palaces of paradise. In one, it is revealed that there is a palace of pearl in paradise. There are 70 residences made of red ruby in that palace. Each residence contains 70 houses made of green beryl. Each home has 70 couches on which are 70 beds. Each house contains 70 tables, on each of which are 70 types of food, and there are 70 servants in each house. Thank you. The Hadith indicate that as with the mansions, the palaces in paradise are made of the most precious stones, are decorated in the finest manner, and contain abundant blessings. Believers who do not settle for the life of this world and who are not deceived by its transitory baubles live forever in these lovely dwellings of paradise in true joy and delight. Another of the delightful dwellings that Almighty God creates for believers are tents. The Prophet says the following about the tents in paradise. In paradise, there is a tent of pearls, whose height is 60 miles. Its width is also 60 miles. There will be families of believers there. The believers will visit them one by one. Everything in paradise has been created in the most perfect way, and the tents are as comfortable as possible to give pleasure, comfort, and relaxation to believers. The Messenger of God tells us that these tents are extraordinarily capacious and made of precious jewels. In the Hadith, we are told that the people of paradise live a wonderful life with their families and friends within broad and lofty pearl. Certainly, this is a wonder from the incomparable creative power and artistry of our Lord. The markets in paradise, with their countless variety of blessings and their sights that create a pleasing sense of abundance, appeal to the desires of the people of paradise. In addition, in paradise, many kinds of inconveniences associated with worldly markets will disappear. For example, when people go through markets in this world, they quickly become weary, even though they enjoy themselves. Besides those few people who have enough money to buy what they want, most people cannot purchase everything they desire, and there are many who cannot afford to buy even what they need. As long as they can pay the price, they can select what they want from the abundance. But if they cannot afford it, they must be content only with browsing in these places. However, the Messenger of God tells us that people can have as much as they want of everything in the markets of paradise. There, it will not be a matter of shopping. Everyone will be able to have whatever he likes. There will be a variety of blessings in these markets that people have never seen or even imagined before. In His great kindness, God will give everyone what they desire, and no one will want for anything. This situation is described in the Hadith. And nothing will be sold in it or bought. In that market, the people of paradise will meet each other. There exists no one among them who is deprived of anything so as to make him annoyed of the garments another person has. Before he ceases speaking, an even finer raiment will appear upon him. That is because it is not fitting for anyone to sorrow in it. In another hadith, we are told about the pleasant social life in the markets of paradise, where believers sit in beautiful, fragrant, comfortable places and meet and converse with one another. It is certain that there are such markets in paradise in which no goods are exchanged. When the inmates of paradise arrive there, they will recline on fresh and bright pearly earth of musk. They will meet with each other as they did in this world. They will talk of how they were in this world and how they worshipped our Lord, of how they enlivened the nights in prayer, of how they fasted during the day, of the wealth and poverty of the world, of death, and of how they are the people of paradise.